This is Sick and Wrong, America's number one source for antisocial commentary, brought to you by the Reach Around Foundation.
Good evening. Welcome to Sick and Wrong, the world source for antisocial commentary. I'm one of your hosts, Dee Simon.
And I'm your other host, Lance Wackerly.
What's up there, Wackerly?
Not a whole lot.
Dude, you kind of look like shit today. Did you get wasted last night or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
I know.
I exercised today, though. That might be it also.
God,
first time in like
it's unheard of. Yeah. Dude, you're going to lose those man breasts.
I know. You're going to have to find somebody else.
You're not going to get all the boys to come to the yard anymore. Your
milkshake.
Yeah, your milkshake's lacking.
I've got my milkshake saved up in the closet.
Dude, all I did all day today was just listen to Iron Maiden.
Yeah, but just to go back, what I did last night was I stayed up till like 5 a.m. watching Battlestar Galactica.
Dude, don't tell the chicks that, please.
What chicks?
All the chicks that listen to this podcast.
Oh, right.
Dude, our ass getting is now just diminished like exponentially.
Well, mine. Mine did.
Yeah, I heard though, I did read that series is supposed to be pretty good. Is it pretty good?
It's entertaining. I just wanted to point out why I look like such shit.
Okay, so you're just staying up all night drinking, watching Battlestar Galactica.
Right.
God, that sounds pretty sweet. God, I wish I had your life.
Many men do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the other day, I'm sure you regret not going to see Jackass 2 with me and my brother. You should have gone.
Yeah, I kind of do after I heard about the hilarity that is that movie.
Dude, it was, I was kind of ashamed for liking it as much as I do. I am kind of ashamed because it's just, you watch it and you're thinking, God, these guys are just assholes. Like, why would someone do this to their body? But then at the same time, you're laughing because, you know, it's hilarious. And are you laughing because you like seeing someone inflict pain upon themselves and upon others? Like, you're laughing at just cruel human acts? Or is it laughing like America's Funniest Home Videos? Because I don't laugh at that.
I think it's the same thing as America's Funniest Home Videos,
but
for the counterculture. It's the same thing.
So the counterculture appreciates it.
Yeah, but in the same way that the regular old culture likes America's Funniest Home Videos.
Okay, I guess I can understand that. But it was funny, though. My brother was completely against it. He did not want to go see it. He was like, dude, I don't want to go see this. And I was like, come on, let's go. And so we ended up going to see it. My brother loved it. He loved it. It was like his favorite movie. And not to mention, he was like turned on by that movie. He was telling me at the end of it, he was just like, dude, he's like, I had a hard on the whole time. And I was just like, motherfucker, I'm sitting right next to you. Ah, dude, it was just
so
like.
You didn't employ the not a fag seat?
No, you know, I should have. I don't do that anymore because I'm comfortable with my, you know, sexuality. And I figured, you know.
But because your brother really is a fag, it might be a necessary buffer zone.
To put in that one, like that seat, that empty seat between us. And, you know, I was thinking, I'm not going to do this. It's Jackass, whatever. And yeah, the whole time my brother's totally into it. And I guess like throughout the movie, there's a lot of like naked man ass, balls, dudes shaving each other's pubes. So I guess it was kind of a homoerotic movie. So, I mean, it makes sense that he was into it.
Well, the whole movie is just a bunch of grab ass, right?
Dude, the whole movie is grab ass with like razor blades and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a violent game of grab ass.
I can see how
that's what Jackass is.
I can see how your brother would enjoy that.
Yeah, no, the whole time he was sitting there just like totally into it. But, you know, I mean, the movie was pretty funny. But as I was watching it, I was thinking, like, do you think those dudes, like some of them might be gay? Are they gay on purpose?
Yeah, it's very gay.
Because I had read an interview with one of the producers who was like, oh, yeah, this time the stunts are better and the movie's way gayer.
It's like
they're gay on purpose, though. But do you think they're gay?
On purpose? I don't understand the question.
Yeah, okay. No, the movie does gay things, like gay stunts on purpose, because then you know people laugh at it, and it just, I think it even, it reaches a new level, new apex of just disgusting, of like revolting behavior. You know, like, again, one scene of Jackass, Steve-O, who I think is the most insane person of that whole crowd, but Steve-O shoves
He's the one that staples his balls and stuff like that.
Yeah, he shoves he has like a tattoo of himself on his back. He shoves a beer bong up his ass, and they pour like 240s in this beer bong. And then he like tries to shit the beer out, and he couldn't shit it out. So another dude plunges his asshole, and then he just sprays it all over everybody. Now, do you think that's gay? Like, have you ever done that with your friends?
No.
Neither have I.
I think it's latent homosexuality. Latent homosexuality.
But on
tendencies.
Purpose? Like,
well, it's latent. They don't realize how gay they are, but really they're really gay. It's just because it's just a big glorified fraternity pranks, right?
Well, that's what I was
thinking.
Same
thing with fraternities. You know, you talk to a guy in a fraternity, dude, I love my fraternity, my brothers. They're like, I love them. I love my brothers. And then you're kind of like, you know, you
jacked off
on
a pizza, and yeah, then like the last guy to come ate it.
Yeah, and then you ask the guy, well, isn't that a little gay? And they'd be like, no, no, it's not gay.
Yeah, no. Well, what are you talking about?
You guys all live in a big house, and you walk around, you know, grabbing each other's ass all day long, and you know, watch each other have sex with chicks and stuff like that.
It's kind of gay. You know,
I don't think they consciously realize
they're
not
going for gay.
Yeah. But somebody there, I'm sure, you know, one of the producers totally gets it. Understands that that's what the appeal.
I mean, I just think it also makes it that much more like obscene, that much more like revolting, like to some people, like to do stuff like that. You know, when a dude's shaving another dude's ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, somebody behind the scenes understands that it makes it that much more shocking, but I think those guys that are doing it, the actual jackasses.
Dude, they drank a cup of horse semen in this movie.
They're
they
really
jacked
gay.
Up a horse and
they're
drank
really
a cup
gay.
Of horse semen. Is that even gay?
It's pretty gay. It's like horse gay.
I don't know, horse gay or something. But you know,
not that there's anything wrong with being gay, but I'm just
yeah. No, I just think they're going for it. But I was thinking, you know, I kind of felt some like sympathy for the, like the frat boys that are rushing the frats because now they're gonna have to like probably shove a beer bong up their ass now and get really drunk.
The bar has been raised.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, another thing. I'm gonna let this go in a second. But another thing I was wondering, like. Do you think Johnny Knoxville really needs to do Jackass anymore? That guy has millions of dollars. He gets like $2 million a picture. Like, why would he do Jackass?
Yeah, but think about, you know, the Dukes of Hazzard movie sucked and nobody went to see it. And Jackass 2 was like the biggest movie running for 2 weeks or something
Well, no, that's what's amazing. Like, the total U.S. gross hasn't even hit worldwide
yet. So he does
yet.
Have to do it.
The total U.S. gross, $64 million, just the U.S., just domestic. So, I mean, they're going to make a ton of money worldwide. And that leads to my next point. Like, how do you think Jackass is perceived in Europe, like, or in the Asian countries? Like, do they even watch it?
I think they would probably go over well. I mean, if nothing else, to just laugh at the stupid Americans and just kind of stare.
Well,
you know, that's how we all act, I guess, or they perceive us all like that.
Well, they go to a bunch of different countries. Like, they go to they go to India, they go to Australia, a bunch of different places. And one of the producer. In this interview that I read, said that the reason they go to India is because now they're so, you know, the Jackass has reached that level of exposure where everyone knows their face. So now the only place they can really go are places like India or Egypt or something. And that's where they pull their pranks.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. But, you know, I also read that there's another group that preceded Jackass called the Dudesons, and they're from Finland.
Yeah, I saw that on the internet.
I kind of felt vindicated, though, because it's like, okay, well, you think Americans are dumbasses. You think Americans are jackasses. Well, you guys have your own crew. Called the Dudesons, who I've never seen before.
I watched, they had some clips on their website, and it looks like the same stuff.
But is it as obscene? Is it as insane
as
Jackass?
You know, they were shitting in some guy's mailbox on the one I saw. One of the Dudesons was holding the mailbox, which they broke off the post, and another Dudeson was, you know, shitting right into it, basically. You know, with the guy's face right there.
You know, I'd like to call out to the sick and wrong audience, like especially the people that live abroad. Write into us. Tell us, you know, how Jackass is, if people dig Jackass over in Europe. I know they dig it in England because they filmed a bunch of stunts in England and had some English people in some of the stunts. So I just wonder, you know, how it is. But yeah, you know, the movie, all in all, go check it out. No shortage of feces in it and some pretty, you know, hilarious stunts.
It's
pretty
sick
cool.
Sick and wrong thumb up.
I'd say two thumbs up the ass.
Up the
for Jackass 2. It was pretty good. But yeah, dude, we have a lot to move on to doing the show. It's podcast 40. We're just 10 podcasts away from the big 50, and we're going to have to do something special for that. I think it'll be the return of my brother. I'm sure he would love to come on here. And
he's a fan favorite.
He is a fan favorite. But yeah, it's podcast 40. We have a lot to get through today. One thing I wanted to bring up is... I'd like to give some props here to Mr. Wackerly for designing a new voting procedure on the website.
I finally did it.
Dude, I mean, we've had fans write into us like constantly every week saying, dude, why don't you make like a voting system on your website, like a little voting button that you can click on.
So now people, you don't have to email us. You can just go to the website, you click a little button, you write your name if you want, you know, you can make up some name, you can put in your email if you want, we don't care, we're not harvesting
comment.
Yeah, we're not harvesting emails or anything, but, and then you just hit the submit button, it goes to our voting computer, and we tally them up that way. So
Sick and
I think
Wrong
it's a
podcast.
Lot, it's a lot better procedure. I think it's a lot easier for people to vote. And it's a lot easier for us to count the votes because, you know, the computer does it for us.
So it's sickandwrongpodcast.com. You'll see it just every week. Just go there and you can vote for my story or Mr. Wackerly's story or our new thing that we're doing now because it's Podcast 40. We're always evolving here on Sick and Wrong. Listeners send us stories every week. So now we're going to have a listener story featured. So three stories you can vote on.
Yeah.
My story, Wackley's story, or the listener.
And the dark horse.
Yeah, so maybe the listener might actually win.
The wild card.
Yeah, the wild card. So you never know.
I want to point out, too, though, so with that technical advancement in the website, there's also been some technical problems coming up. And I think I'm going to put another vote up on there this week. So you can either vote for the stories, and then I'm going to also have a chance to vote for this other thing, and that is, do people want us to go with the M4A format and have pictures, or do they want us to stick with the MP3 format, because I guess some people can't play M4As on their, on their whatever they are, that they're, you know, their little portable MP3 players will not play an M4A.
So, yeah, you can write, I mean, you can still listen to the MP3, just have to go to the website and download it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, I mean, but, yeah, vote on that. M4A or MP3. Give us some feedback.
Or if we decide this is retarded, we will cut this out of the podcast at a later time.
So let's get on to the stories here. And the way Sick and Wrong works, as you know, you vote on who has the sickest story of the week. Winner gets a case of beer. And if the listener wins, you're going to have to figure out some kind of prize package. Sick and Wrong prize package, maybe, for the listener. You know, we'll have to get to that.
Dave will shave his balls and then put it on the website, a video.
I could do that. Yeah, it would be nice. It would be a nice little gift for somebody.
And if the listeners keep winning week after week, and it's a prize for your girlfriend, too.
Yeah.
Smooth balls, perpetually.
Finally shaved, shorn scrotum. Yeah, girls love that.
Like a little boy.
Yeah, girls love that. So according to all the votes that we received, it was actually kind of a close contest here, Wackerly. I was tallying up all the votes. I actually got about 48, and you had 46. So two votes shy of winning.
Robbed.
So my story of the Amish.
Recount.
Well, you know, a couple people wrote in, and were even commenting that it was kind of a cheap shot, that my article is so mainstream, and that's why you know, I won, so it was kind of cheap to use that. But at the same time, I think everyone acknowledged that, what happened in Amish land was pretty sick and wrong.
Yeah.
So I declare myself the winner for this week, and that's why we're drinking some MGD today. So thank you for that beer purchase.
You're welcome.
There, Wackerly. So, yeah, I invite you to vote, sickandwrongpodcast.com. But since I won last week, I'm going to start off the stories for Podcast 40 here. So my story actually, it's kind of nice. It's an international one. You know, we've been doing a lot of domestic stories recently. So my story here for Podcast 40 occurred in Glasgow. So it's Scottish. So and involves Sean Connery.
Really?
No, it didn't. He's the only Scot that I could
I thought maybe you pulled a Mel Gibson. Meltdown.
Would that be great?
Drinking meltdown.
Prostitute maimed in attack. Offers a reporter sex 3 weeks later. So she was maimed in this vicious attack, and then 3 weeks later, back on the streets,
okay, I'll let you read it.
Offering the reporter of this article sex again. So a prostitute...
Girl's got to make a living.
Yep. A prostitute who had her arm ripped off in a savage attack has returned to work on the streets 3 weeks later. Her name's Jillian Gilchrist, 29 years old, was offering sex from the exact spot where she was picked up 3 weeks prior by a brute dubbed the M8 Ripper. It's kind of a cool name.
M8 you know, is the name of the road,
I think. M8's the expressway or something. The M8 Ripper. So,
sounds like a Judas Priest song.
Yeah, no, it does. It actually definitely should be a metal song, like a hardcore song or something. A drug addict Jillian lost part of her left arm. Actually, it says, lost her left arm when she was thrown from the M8 Ripper's moving car on the highway like 3 weeks ago. Jillian and her boyfriend, James, vowed that she'd give up working Glasgow's notorious red light district.
Her boyfriend or her pimp?
I think it's her pimp. But I don't know if they have pimps in Scotland. I don't know if it works like it does in the U.S.
Well, no matter what you call it, a pimp is a pimp.
A pimp is a pimp, but I mean, I just wonder how it, you know, how it works on the streets there. But according to this article, it seems that Glasgow has like a rather extensive red light district. I think it's pretty easy to get a Scottish whore. I just don't picture them looking too hot, though.
Red light, red hair district.
Yeah, red light, red hair, no teeth, and one arm.
Yeah.
So I guess the reporter from the story tracked the pair down. Back on the streets of Glasgow. And it was business as usual for Gillian, who offered the reporter a range of sexual services while her boyfriend watched from across the street. The reporter declined the offer and walked away and noticed that she was covering up the missing arm with a jacket. So I think she was going to try to pull the bait and switch.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, would you be upset if you picked up this prostitute, got in the car, she takes off her jacket, or she starts giving you a hand job, and she has to give it with her left hand, you know, or her right hand because, you know, she's missing one arm. But would you, like, be like, get out of my car, I want my money back, or would you still carry on with the sexual act?
I would probably stop it right there. If I saw a freshly sewn up stump.
There's a stump that would just, like, kill it for you?
Yeah.
It's just a mood killer?
Well, a fresh stump. If it was an old stump that was all the way healed over.
So only like 26 days ago, she was pushed from a car by a knife-wielding maniac, the M8 Ripper, who then reversed over her, just, I guess, to make sure she was dead. I guess her left arm was ripped off in the ordeal, and she staggered in agony through a field to wave down drivers on the M8 to try to help her.
I think that guy doesn't really... he doesn't warrant that cool name.
Dude, he's a serial killer. He kills prostitutes.
Well, yeah, but that name implies that he's going around just with his bare hand ripping girls' arms off, where in actuality, her arm was ripped off sort of in a secondary manner in the middle of the mayhem.
So, yeah, it wasn't like he got, like, she got into his car and he just grabbed her arm and just yanked it off.
Or just, he just walked up to the street and...
Like Grendel.
Walked up to her in the street and just grabbed her arm and ripped it right off.
No, her arm was ripped off, yeah.
Like, it's not up to me what name they use for this guy in the news, but I'm just saying.
So what do you think it should be, like, the M8, you know, prostitute running over guy?
Something like that. Give me some time to think it over.
We'll come up with something. So the other prostitutes working in Glasgow's red light district were shocked to see her back on the street 3 weeks later. I wonder if they were pissed about the reduced rates. I mean, do you think she was probably offering reduced rates because she had one arm?
15% off.
I don't know, but then it was giving me an idea too. Like, I wonder now that she is, if this could actually be an asset for her, like an aid. Like, I wonder if she could have, like, you know, be a designer prostitute, like go out with, like, you know, various designer prosthetics, like get a wolf arm or something, or like a flamingo arm, or, you know, like a wing or something like that, or a T-Rex hand. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
A dildo arm. You never know. I mean, this could be like the prostitute 5000. I mean, it could work. I think it could work in her favor.
Like the bionic prostitute, the $6 million prostitute.
Yeah, so it makes that little noise when she gives a hand job. So I guess the prostitutes were kind of shocked that she was back on the street. And no one can believe that she was. And they also said that they're surprised that she returned to the street where the attacker picked her up. It reminded everyone how dangerous this job can be. And we thought it would really make Gillian help her, you know, help herself quit drugs and quit prostitution altogether. Sounds like getting your arm ripped off would be quite the deterrent.
Yeah, but you don't want to give up that lifestyle.
Well, it says here that a lot of them mentioned that she's obviously working to feed her own drug habit and her boyfriend's as well. I don't know. So what actually happens, the man approached her in the street, and she agreed to go with him in his car. Next thing she remembers, she's being pushed from his moving vehicle and then being run over. Gillian said at the time, "I remember falling from the car, but not much else about how it happened. It's all mixed up. I must have blacked out. I thought I was going to die. I didn't know if I had lost my whole arm and left it on the road. The only thing I remember is that when I was in the hospital, they told me what had happened. It's a bit hazy because of the drugs, but I think he probably wanted to kill me." Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
When she says it's hazy because of the drugs, is she talking about the drugs she got in the hospital or just the general drugs that she's on every day?
I think she's a crackhead. I think she's a crackhead. But you know what's funny? She's like, I think he wanted to kill me. What else could he possibly been trying to do? Like, is some bizarre mating ritual? Like that's what he does? You know, that's foreplay?
Like reverse praying mantis move?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like he's a prostitute tosser, a prosty tossing. Yeah, I don't know. So Jillian, who's been a prostitute since she was 15, she said, after this incident, I know I could never do this kind of work ever again. It's going to be hard to go straight, but I need to do it. And her boyfriend at the hospital, when they spoke to reporters, backed her up saying, Jillian will never work the streets again. Me and her family will make sure of that. 26 days later, back on the streets. And when the photographer snapped pictures of her plying her trade, she started screaming abuse. And the boyfriend went over, started punching the car, shouting, fuck off, you're a couple of bams. Which I'm not quite sure what that means. But it sounds like, you know what they sound like? They sound like they're Scottish neddies. Remember that term, neddies?
Yeah.
It's like the white trash Scottish people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, it almost makes me want to go to Glasgow now. You can get a, you know, get a hand job. From a one-armed prostitute.
The uni-arm.
A uni-arm. I don't know. So that's about it, though. So on the sick and wrong scale, prostitute getting her arm ripped off, serial killer, I guess, you know, the M8 ripper, and she's back on the streets working again because her boyfriend's forcing her to do this. I'm going to have to give this probably an 8. What do you think?
Well, if the misnamed M8 Ripper actually was just ripping arms off with his bare hand, if he was just that kind of a brute, I would probably give it a 9.1, but because he is misnamed, I'm going to have to knock that down to an 8.4.
An 8.4? It's still pretty high. That's higher than I gave
Well,
it.
I'm giving it bonus points because she did go back out to
back
work
on the streets
and tried to solicit the reporter.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I admire the Scottish prostitute work ethic. Back on the streets, ready to give hand jobs. Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's see what you have here for Podcast 40 there, Wackerly.
All right. Well, I've done a couple Oakland stories in the past 2 or 3 weeks, and I wanted to give equal time to... I don't want to make Northern California sound like the most horrible place in the universe. I want to give equal time to Southern California.
Ooh, another California story, though.
Well, Southern California and Northern California are like almost different countries, you know, that people in Northern California hate the Southern California people and vice versa. It's pretty mutual disdain.
Yeah, we don't like them down there in Orange County. They put Arnold Schwarzenegger. They voted Arnold Schwarzenegger as our governor, for Christ's sake.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Although... I like having the Terminator as a governor.
You know, at first, I thought it was really funny, so I voted for him. And then it actually happened. And then I was kind of like, man, dude, this joke's gone a little too far.
Well, I say that I like it, but what I'm still waiting for that press conference where he tears the skin off his face and he has that, like, robot face with the red eyes.
I'm just waiting for him to get really angry and beat the shit out of the you know, the Democratic governor.
Well, because there's like, an election coming up, yeah, and they apparently will have debates, and that's, I'm hoping he rips his skin off his face, he has that robot face, and he's like, I will kill you, Phil Angelides.
That would be cool.
That was a very horrible Schwarzenegger cyborg impression that I just did.
Yeah,
but anyways,
pretty bad.
Let's get to my story. It's a short one. Not a lot of details, but I think it's pretty...
Shorty,
I think it's going to win.
Okay.
Police believe that 17-year-old Jonathan Banks... This happened in South Central L.A. People probably know about that, right?
N.W.A.
Right.
E.Z.
You're not supposed to call it South Central anymore.
Straight out of Compton.
It's just called South L.A. They renamed it because South Central had so many bad connotations.
Yeah, there's some negative connotations to that area. I still wouldn't go there.
Yeah. Well, police believe that Jonathan Banks, 17-year-old, jumped out of his car, jumped out of a vehicle on September 24th and approached Cesar Avila and his two daughters, 3 years old and 6 years old. Cesar Avila, they were getting out of their car in front of his apartment building. The family had just returned from a Sunday afternoon outing to a fast food restaurant.
That's a familial event.
Jonathan Banks allegedly shot and wounded the father, who is a glass worker. I don't know why they mentioned that. Well, maybe because Jonathan Banks wrongly believed that Cesar was a member of a rival gang, which he was not.
So was it gangbanging went awry?
Banks then took his 9mm handgun, aimed at the 3-year-old daughter, and shot her once through the chest.
Dude! She wasn't in a gang, was she?
Authorities said this week
that... He was preempting that.
Authorities said that the gunman fully intended to shoot the child and did not strike her inadvertently while firing several shots at the father.
So he shot the father, then just took the gun and shot the kid right through the chest.
This is the most brutal and just ruthless gang
violence I've ever heard of.
Both Banks had an accomplice who was in the car with him called Larry Lee Larimore. But both Banks and Larry Lee Larimore allegedly shouted gang slogans as they were firing their 9mm handguns
at the 3-year-old little girl.
Yeah, well, and her dad.
Was she packing?
No, I don't think so. But I will kind of wonder what the slogans were, you know, like, tell Barney this is my block, bitch.
You know what I wondered? So you know how, like, you go to prison, you kill somebody, you get, like, a teardrop tattoo on your eye?
Yeah.
What do you get when you kill a 3-year-old little girl?
I think you get raped in the ass by the other prisoners that have 3-year-old little girls, and then you, like, are hung with, you know.
Yeah. Probably get your balls ripped off or something.
So they couldn't find the guy. They finally caught him, and I always love it when this happens. Yeah, he's taking the Eddie Murphy defense. So they picked him up. Tons of witnesses. This happened at 2:45 in the afternoon on a Sunday.
No tact there. Well, he wasn't being discreet.
No, he's like I said, he's taking the Eddie Murphy defense, saying not guilty. Not guilty on any count. Not guilty on shooting the father. Not guilty on shooting the daughter.
You know, you got to admire his conviction, because it's you're guilty, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. Yeah. And so this guy's just like, yeah, I didn't do it.
So the police chief says that, this is an interesting comment, police chief or deputy chief Beck says, this is even beyond what gangsters consider normal. Or usual, sorry.
It's like beyond gangster morality.
Yeah.
Even gangsters are disgusted by his actions.
But this guy's kind of a hard ass, I must say, you know?
I wouldn't fuck with him.
He ain't scared of no 3-year-old shooter right in the chest.
Damn, dude. So I assume she died.
Oh, yeah. She's fully dead. The dad lived, actually, which I'm sure he wishes he didn't. But he does have the other daughter and a wife. And, you know, they're very distraught. But
that would cause me to move out of South Central.
Yeah. This happened, in case anybody cares, between La Brea Avenue and Crenshaw Boulevard, which is right down there in South Los Angeles.
Right next
to everybody else considers South Central Los Angeles.
Right next to Mo Meaty Meat Burger.
Sort of in that area, I think, maybe. But this brings up, I don't know if you ever heard of this thought experiment. I think it's always kind of interesting.
No. What thought experiment? What
well,
is that?
I'll tell you what it is. And you can kind of state it two ways. What is the number of 3-year-olds that you think you, D, would be able to fend off? Or you could alternatively state the question as, it's just a thought experiment. How many 3-year-olds do you think it would take to overpower you if they were just bent on your destruction?
I think I could probably handle at least 20.
Yeah, see, that's good. You know, sometimes you ask that question to people and they'll be, you know, idiots, and they'll say, oh, I could take like 100 or 200.
No, you couldn't. If
I mean,
all
you
like...
kill a good number of them, but just wave after wave of them coming at you.
What kind of weapon would I have?
No weapons.
Okay, just my fists?
Clothes on and shoes, but they have clothes and shoes, but no weapons. Just fists, feet.
So you're talking like this is gladiator combat here.
Well, you're just in a big square room with no doors, but the doors are locked, and they're also in there, and they...
Just like there's like doors, you know, coming up and 3-year-olds just coming out.
Yeah,
like,
doors come up or they're all in there and there's a countdown, you know, 3, 2, 1, and then they all just begin to swarm you wave after wave.
I think I could take about 20.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I always think maybe 30 or 40, but it's a rough, it's a thought experiment. This is,
I mean, you're
it's
working,
not an exact science.
You're working out now, so you know, maybe you probably could do a few more than I could. I'm not sure. I think my lungs would give out after 20.
I think the key method is to incapacitate a couple of the first ones, and then you pick one of those up by its feet, and you start swinging it around, and you use the first three-year-old as a weapon.
To bludgeon the other ones.
Yeah. Give yourself a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah, and then they're not that heavy, so I'm sure you could wield a three-year-old.
Yeah,
lethally.
Well, it'd be like a giant club. You
yeah,
know?
I could see that working. So, dude, on the sick and wrong scale, I mean, this guy murdered a three-year-old. And,
point blank,
just shot her in the chest.
Broad daylight, shot her in the chest.
Yeah, I think it beats my one-armed prostitute. I'm going to have to give that a... it's just one three-year-old, but I'm going to have to give it an 8.7.
Wow. I would give this a
9.1.
Just because, I don't know, maybe I'm visualizing it more than anybody else would, but I can just... It's just this guy, you know, 2 feet from a three-year-old, just shooting her right through the
point
chest.
Point blank through the chest.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's vicious. Yeah, well, you know, we're going to have to see what the audience has to say about this one. Finally, moving on here to the third article, because this is our new thing here for Podcast 40. This article came in from John. John sent it to sickandwrongpodcast@hotmail.com. Man strangles dog, displays it to owner. This happened in Erie, Pennsylvania. A man strangled his roommate's dog with a belt, then confronted the owner with the dead animal. Willie Evans, 21, apparently killed the small mixed-breed dog. I'm sure the dog was pretty annoying. It's probably rather annoying. It's like a chihuahua or something. By wrapping a belt around its neck, so it looks like he just strangled it. The dog's owner, who lived with Mr. Evans, the roommate, got home about 1:45 a.m., found Mr. Evans standing naked inside their living room, holding the dead dog dangling from the belt. So he was holding up the dog, just dangling it, dangling the dead, you know, the corpse of his roommate's
dog.
You know, that would be a surprise. That'd be a sobering sight. The roommate told police that he ran outside and that Mr. Evans followed him naked, still holding the dog by the belt, asking him why he was so mad. He was, I don't know if he was taunting him or if he
was
just...
Does it say what age these guys are?
Yeah, 21.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them about 20, 21. And so he was chasing him outside the yard, holding the dead dog, saying, why are you mad? Why are you mad? It was not immediately clear if Mr. Evans has an attorney. So I'm not quite sure.
People,
but,
this is why
yeah.
drugs are bad.
He was arrested, and he's unable to post the $15,000 bond on charges of disorderly conduct and animal cruelty. So, yeah, thank you, John, for sending in that article. I think on the sick and wrong scale, I mean, it didn't involve a human, but it's...
it's rather, pretty bizarre.
Yeah, it's rather bizarre. I mean, the guy was standing naked. So, I mean, in the living room. Roommate probably went out drinking, hanging out, probably came back with his girlfriend, ready to get laid, you know, kind of buzzed. And there he sees his roommate butt naked in the living room holding his dead dog from a belt.
From a belt.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to give this at least 7.5.
I'll give it a...
Creativity.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7.7. I would like to know what the whole incident
what transpired,
was about,
what caused it, yeah.
It's a little premature at this
doesn't
point.
Really go into detail, much detail. But thank you, John, for sending in that article. And we invite the Sick and Wrong audience to vote. One-armed prostitute, a guy who shoots a three-year-old in the chest, or a man who kills his roommate's dog. Go to the website, sickandwrongpodcast.com, and you vote and tell us who won for Podcast 40.
In a crowded, lonely night. Well, I waited so long for my love vibration and I'm dancing with myself.
got to wrap this up here. I know we got a couple emails from some people, and we didn't get to it last week because we went way overboard. And podcast is a little too long last week, so I had to edit out some of the email.
There was a lot of travel logging going on.
There's a lot of travel logging going on. So I just want to get to a couple here. One guy, I don't remember his name, I think it was Gary, sent us in a pretty cool website. He's like, I don't know if the voting is on for this week, but the Amish massacre is more sick and wrong, even though it was a cheap shot because it was a mainstream article. I kind of agree. But hey, he still gave me a vote. So he sends us a link to this band. He said, check out this band. They are the Amish version of Gwar, and they sound like the Misfits. They're called the Amish Armada. Check it out, www.amisharmada.com, amisharmada.com. And I went to the website, checked it out. These dudes are wearing, like, bloody Amish outfits, and they sound pretty cool.
Did you go – because it looks like they – just like Gwar does, they have an entire stage show, because they're also are the Amish Armada's enemies who also perform. If you go, they have character bios, and you can see the, you know, I think one of them was called like Electro Jesus or something like that. You know, the forces of Western modern technology battle the Amish Armada. It sounds like they'd be pretty cool to go see.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind checking them out. I wonder where they're from. I didn't even look into that. But check it out, amisharmada.com. Thanks, Gary, for sending that in. We got another email from a Fat Ninja Kid who wanted to know if we're doing a Sick and Wrong Christmas special this year. And what I wanted to tell him is, no, we're not. We're actually going to do a Hanukkah special. Actually, you know what? We should do a holiday special. Don't you think we should do something for Christmas?
Yeah, I think that should wind up around episode 50. So maybe the 50th episode will also be a holiday show.
A holiday show.
That's a lot to pack into one episode.
And we can have my brother on here. He also mentioned that...
Sensual Santa? As I will start calling your brother from now on?
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. I mean, I do love... my Christmas ritual is usually to go out and just get completely wasted at some depressing tavern. Where you see people...
Ho, ho, ho.
I seriously love that. To see people who, you know, have no families to celebrate Christmas with. And it's got to be one of the single most depressing incidents. Depressing, like, times of the year for people. I mean, how many people commit suicide on Christmas?
Definitely jumps up around then. But yeah. one of the key moments if you go out to the bar on Christmas Eve is if you can ever see a barfly giving a Christmas present to the bartender. That's just a tender moment.
It's just so pathetic. It's like the nadir of human existence right there. I mean, you have no one else to give a Christmas present to except for the guy who's murdering you.
Well, I always
slowly.
I always feel bad for the guy who has to work the bar that night.
The guy who's helping you commit suicide.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't want to be there.
No, but he has to. Fat Ninja Kid also wanted to know if we could continue using the MP3 format because he can't use the other format on his MP3 player. As we mentioned before, go to the website, sickandwrongpodcast.com. You could download the MP3. We also have the M4A, which has pictures in it. So
I like the pictures.
I like the pictures, too.
I vote for the M4A format, but that's just me.
Also, we received a pretty extensive email from Aaron from Ireland that we're going to have to get to probably next week. He goes into detail about Irish white trash, and I think we kind of glossed over it some previous podcasts.
Yeah, we've talked about it, but I think his email has a lot of extra added insight.
Very enlightening. Yeah. So we're going to have to get to that. And finally, let's conclude this podcast here with an MP3. This is kind of new for us. This is some dude from a band called Judder and the Jackrabbits. Apparently, he's a big fan of our podcast. Sent me an email saying, hey, you know, here's a couple of our songs. I'll let you choose which ones you'd like to play. You know, it's really an honor to have our songs on your podcast. So we should end the podcast here with how about Death for the Dead Master by Judder and the Jackrabbits.
It's one hell of a title.
Yeah, I'm not even quite sure exactly what they mean. What he means by it, Judder Jackrabbits.
Well, you mean the name of the band or the name of that song?
I don't know what the name of the song means. Either Death for the Dead Master.
The Dead Master is going to die, and the song is about his death.
Yeah.
Or the intent to enact his death upon the Dead Master.
Yeah, that could be. Well, do a Google search. Check out Judder and the Jackrabbits. And here we're going to have to end Podcast 40 with Death for the Dead Master. Stay tuned next week for Podcast 41. And in the meantime, if you can go to Podcast Alley and give Sick and Wrong a vote, we'd greatly appreciate it.
You can also vote right from our homepage. There's a button that you can push that says vote for us on Podcast Alley or some shit like that, and it will take you to the right to the
voting
page.
And you can just
page.
Immediately vote on that, just going right over there?
Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice because with Podcast Alley, the more votes you get, then you like get jettisoned into like the top 10 podcasts and all the
upper echelon of podcasting.
But have you seen the upper echelon of podcasts? They're horrible. They really are. It's like the guy and girl podcast talking about their abysmal lives. I don't even care about it.
Yeah.
It's like there's no one that does like disgusting, disturbing content like Sick and Wrong. So
a lot of people cheat and just have their friends vote, 100 times, and that's how they get up there. I would like for Sick and Wrong to get up there legitimately.
Yeah, that would be nice. All right, well, here's Judder and the Jackrabbits. Until next week, take it sleazy.